Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luis Apigarreta, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome again to all of you. Today we are going to begin volume 21, this volume of the Book of Heaven. We finish volume 20 and we pick up from where Father Robert Young left off, and now we begin volume 21. The title of this passage that comes from February 23rd, 1927, is How Living in the Divine Will is to Form a Surprise Visit to Jesus. Luisa writes, I felt my poor heart under pressed so very hard because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how I suffer. And doing my usual round in creation, in order to follow the acts of his will in it, as I reached the sea, I called him and said to him, My Jesus, come, come back. Your little daughter is calling you from the sea. I called you together with the vastness of these waters. With their sound, I called you in the darting of the fish. I called you with the power of your own will, which extends within this sea. If you do not want to listen to my voice calling you, listen to the many innocent voices which are unleashed by this sea, and which called you, oh, please don't let me be crushed any longer, for I cannot take it anymore. Luisa is doing the rounds of creation. She's going around creation. In this passage, is telling us she is calling God. She is calling the divine will with the power of his own will, with the force and the vastness of the sea, with the power of the water. She is calling the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. And this is beautiful. This is what happens when we do the rounds of creation. We call the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven with the power of his own will that animates the sea, with the power of the will of God that is in the sun, in the stars, in the sky, in all the elements. Remembering that all the elements are fixed in the will of God, that it was only man who failed. It was only man who departed from the will of our Heavenly Father in the fall. When Adam and Eve chose by their own will to exercise their human will against our God and Father, but all the elements and all creation, they remain fixed in the will of God. So Luisa Bigarreta is going around and calling the divine will to descend upon earth. She continues, But no, with all the voices of the sea, he will not come. Therefore, I had to move into the sun, and I call him from within the sun. I call him with the immensity of its light. So wherever I went, I call him in the name of each created thing and of his very will, which dominates within them. The will of God dominating everything. Every single created thing is under the dominion of his divine will, of his will. And again, we say divine will because it is the will of God and God is divine. Then, as I arrived under the blue vault of the heavens, I said to him, Listen, O Jesus, I am bringing you all your words. Don't you hear the voice of all the heaven, the immeasurable voices of the stars calling you? They all want to surround you and make you a visit as their creator and father. And you, do you want to send us all back? So she's moving. She started from the sea, calling. Then she moved into the light of the sun. Then she goes into heaven with the blue skies. The stars is calling the divine will to descend. This is what happens when we do the rounds of creation. Now, while I was saying this, my sweet Jesus came out and, as though placing himself in the midst of all his words, told me, "My daughter, what a beautiful surprise you gave me today. You brought me all my words to visit me. I felt my glory, my happiness being redoubled in seeing myself surrounded by all my works, which I recognize as many children of mine." Don't you want to give a surprise to our Lord Jesus too by doing the rounds of creation today? All of you who are listening, the very fact that you are listening this program is a sign that our Lord Jesus wants to be surprised by you. He wants to receive a visit. He wants you to bring all his creation, all his many children, by uniting yourself with the will of God. Let's continue. "Today you acted like a child," says the Lord, "who loves his father very much and who knows that he greatly enjoys seeing himself being surrounded and visited by all his children. This child calls them all and loves them. He gathers one by one all of his brothers and sisters together and he goes to visit him. He goes to give his surprise to his father. The father is pleased in seeing himself surrounded by all his children. Not one of them is missing, and he recognizes all members of his family. Oh, how glorified he feels by all his children." This is the purpose of our creation. God created us, our God and Father created us so that he could be glorified through us. And God recognizes us and he loves us. He knows us. He knows our brokenness. He knows our imperfections. And still he loves us. He calls us to unite ourselves to his will. Our Heavenly Father calls us all his children. And this is exactly the title of this book of heaven, is the call of the creature to the order, the place, and the purpose for which he was created by God. So through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, he invites us to come back to the place and the order in which we were created. Luisa Picarreta goes around praising, glorifying God, bringing all the elements, and God recognizes all of them, it says, as his children. He feels joy when he sees himself surrounded and visited by all his children. This passage reminds me the book of Daniel, when Daniel goes around praising and glorifying God in and to creation. "Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord." So, this is not new. The only thing that is new with these writings of Luisa Picarreta is that now we know this gift of living in the divine will, and we know that by uniting ourselves to the will of God, by calling the divine will with the power of his own will, we can praise God. We can ask for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. This passage also reminds me St. Francis of Assisi, brother, sun, sister, moon. So he is in such harmony with all the elements, recognizing that all of them are children of God. Oh, how glorified he feels by all his children, his happiness. The father is pleased in seeing himself surrounded by all his children. Not one of them is missing, and he recognizes all the members of his family. He recognizes all. His happiness reaches the limit. And as fulfillment of his joy, he prepares a sumptuous banquet. And altogether, father and children, they celebrate. Then in the fullness of his happiness, he recognizes the child who has gathered the whole family to give a surprise to the father and to please him so much. This child will be loved more because he has been the cause of so much happiness for him. Promise. What a wonderful promise our Lord tells us and gives us in this passage, beautiful passage, that this child who brings all his children will be loved so much because he or she is the cause of so much happiness for him. Now, my little daughter, while you were calling me from the sea with all its voices, I listened to you. And I said, let her go around all created things, that she may gather them all together for me, and then I will let myself be found. In this way, I will be able to receive the visit of all my works, which are like as many children of mine, so they will make me happy, and I will make them happy. I listen to you, he says to Luisa Picarreta. So many times we think God doesn't listen to us. So many times we think God is too busy to hear our prayers. But the fact is that God is able to understand all the human race at the same time, at the same moment, without getting confused. So he knows us. He loves us. He listens to us. As he's saying to Luisa Picarreta, I was listening to you. I listened to you and I said, let her go around all created things that she may gather all of them together. Sometimes we think that God doesn't listen to us, but he wants us to persevere. He wants us to grow. He wants us to strive because then he will give us even more. When we feel his absence, our hunger for him increases, so we acquire the capacity to receive even more. So he's expanding our souls. So those moments when we feel like we are alone, those moments when we feel that God is not listening to us, those are moments of grace that he is giving us so that our soul can acquire the capacity to receive even more. Therefore, the living in my will contains indescribable surprises. I can say that wherever it reigns, the soul becomes my happiness, my joy, my glory, and I prepare for her the banquet of its knowledge, so that, delighting in each other, we may extend the kingdom of the supreme fiat, that it may be known, loved, and glorified. Therefore, often do I expect the surprises of my daughter, who brings me the visit of the whole family which belongs to me. This is what the Lord wants. He wants to be surprised by each one of us, by surrendering our will to him, by doing the rounds of creation, imprinting our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, in the sun, in the blue of the sky, in the light of the sun, in the light of the moon, in the sound of the wind, in the sound of the sea, by imprinting our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you in every single drop of rain, in every single and every created thing that exists, so that he can extend his kingdom of the supreme fiat, first of all, in our souls. Then he will expand our understanding, our knowledge of living in the divine will, and he will increase our love for this gift, to possess it, so that he can be glorified. So that's why it's very important for us to read the volumes of the Book of Heaven. It's very important to meditate and to unite ourselves with the divine will, to do the rounds of creation, because as he says in this passage, he's surprised and he's so happy when he sees that one child brings all his children around him. And this child who brings all the family to him will be loved so much because he is the cause of joy for our Heavenly Fathers. So let us pray that the Lord will increase our capacity to receive, that our Lord will increase the knowledge and the love for this gift that we know. Again, the very fact that you are listening to this program is a proof that God wants to bestow this gift upon your soul, that he wants you to be united with his will. He wants you to receive what other creatures cannot receive. He wants you to repair on behalf of other creatures. He wants you to be the one who gives on behalf of all the human race, from Adam to the last. What a generous father we have. What a loving father we have. that He offers to us this great gift of living in the divine will and the knowledge, the understanding that He gives us through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Let's continue. Furthermore, since all our divine attributes, all our divine qualities are as though spread throughout creation, and each created thing occupies one office of our attributes. What are the divine attributes, the divine qualities of God? Love, lightness, meekness, goodness, mercy. We call these divine attributes, divine qualities. It tells us who God is. So one is the child of our power, another of justice, of light, another of peace, another of goodness. In sum, each created thing is the child of each one of our attributes. When you bring me the whole creation, you are the bearer of my own happiness, which is spread within it. And I recognize the child of my light in the sun, the child of my justice in the sea, that of my empire in the wind, that of peace in the flowery earth. So this is what He wants. He wants to imprint our I love you, I thank you, and glorify you with your will, to imprint this in the wind, in the light of the sun, in the water, in the sea, in and all created things. In some, in all created things, I recognize each part of my attributes, and I enjoy recognizing my children, whom the little daughter of my will brings to me. We can do the same as Luisa Picaretta. We can bring all the children of God to our Heavenly Father, to His bosom, by uniting our will to His will, by freely uniting our human will, which is the gift that God has given us. And He wants this gift to be returned to Him out of our free will. Very simple. To undo what our first parents did. They denied the free will to God. And that took them off out of the place of immaculacy that they were placed. Now the Lord is calling us, is calling the creatures to the place, the order, and the purpose for which He created us, so He can be glorified through us, so we can bring the glory, the praise, and the adoration that is due to Him. Let's continue. I act just like a father who has many children, and each one of them occupies one office of love. One is prince, one is judge, one is deputy, one senator, one governor. The father feels happier as he recognizes in the birth of his womb each office and position of honor of his children. In the same way, since all things were created so they might flow to make the children of the Supreme Fiat happy. In seeing you bring our works back to us, we recognize our own purpose in you. And oh, how we enjoy seeing you go around, gathering all our works together in order to bring back to us our own happiness spread throughout the whole creation. Therefore, may your flight in my will be continuous. Our flight in the divine will has to be continuous. Our union with the divine will has to be continuous. We always have to have this disposition, the intention to unite all our acts with the divine will. This is what makes our Lord happy, seeing that we are bringing all His words. We are gathering around all His words and we place them at His feet. Then afterwards, having received Holy Communion, I was saying to my beloved Jesus, my love and my life, your will has the virtue of multiplying your life for as many creatures as existed and will exist on earth. So in your will, I want to form as many Jesuses in order to give the whole of you to each soul of purgatory, to each blessed of heaven, and to each creature living on earth. This is the prayer that Luisa is praying after receiving communion. And yes, the Lord has the power, the divine will has the power to multiply it. all our acts to the perfect, to the infinite, to the eternal, on behalf of others, on behalf of all the human race. Our acts united in the divine will have the power to be multiplied. And this is exactly what he tells us also in these writings, that when we unite ourselves to the divine will, we are repairing on behalf of everybody. Even though it seems like we are doing nothing, we are offering also Jesus to all the souls in purgatory. We are offering Jesus to all the blessed in heaven and all the creatures on earth. Now, while I was saying this, my celestial Jesus told me, "My daughter, in one who lives in my volition, my will does exactly this. It multiplies the acts of the soul by its own virtue for as many as are the created things. The soul receives the divine attitude and her act becomes act of all." So in other words, when we pray united in divine will, it's like if all the human race were praying at that same moment, praising, glorifying God. When we do acts in the divine will, when we are working in the divine will, it's like if all the human race were giving praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God through the simple act of working, of blinking the eye, or palpitating the heart to whatever we do. Granted, is not a sin. That act is been multiplied. And in the eyes of God, in the presence of God, he sees it as if all the human race were praising, adoring, and glorifying him through that single act. It's amazing. The divine work is exactly this. Each act it does multiplies into many. And everyone can make that act his own, as if it had been done for each being alone. While the act was one, therefore, the soul in whom my will reigns places herself in the conditions of God himself, both of glory and of sorrow, depending on whether the creature receives it or rejects it. The glory, the good, and the life of Jesus, which her act can bring to all, is great, exuberant, infinite. The sorrow, because not all creatures take that good, and because my very life remains suspended, unable to bring the benefit of my divine life, is a sorrow which surpasses all sorrows. So the soul in which the divine will reigns, our Lord tells us, is able to give glory, is able to give God to God, is able to correspond to God in a perfect way. And whether we experience sorrow, we glorify God through our sorrow. If we accept it and we unite it in the divine will, our suffering, our pain, our anxiety, it becomes a prayer that repairs on behalf of all others who, when they experience sorrow, pain, and suffering, they reject God. But when we are living in the divine will and we unite our sorrow, our pain, our suffering, those acts are being multiplied and they give praise, glory, and honor to God. Let us give a surprise to our Lord. Let us give a surprise to God. Let us unite ourselves to his divine will. I invite you to pray with the rounds of creation. They are beautiful. They are not so long. But through these rounds of creation, we bring all created things to God. And as he says in this passage, his joy is redoubled. And those who bring this joy and such happiness to him will be loved so much more. Let us finish with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of living in the divine will revealed to us through the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. We ask you to give us the grace to grow always in the knowledge and understanding of this gift, so we may be able to love it and to possess it. And may all of this be only for the praise and glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And may the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.